what is putting buildings at risk are quite simple things to repair, you know, holes in roofs and mending rainwater goods. It's not rocket science, you know, it's very straightforward, and people just need the right. I think that there's been a loss in knowledge on how to repair traditional buildings, so people need to be pointed in the right direction and given some assistance in terms of finding the skills, as much as, you know, the financial aspect of it. You know, in some ways, a small amount of repair on a regular basis is not hugely expensive, but it's a very worthwhile investment in the long term.
But important that the materials are right, that the skills are right. This is not a matter of putting up plastic windows. This is not a matter of putting up plastic guttering. You want to make sure that the original materials, as much as possible, the nature of the facade is maintained.
Yes, I mean, it's not just to do with appearance. There's plenty of evidence now to say that plastic windows, as one of the examples, they won't last 150 years, which is often the age of some of the timber windows that are being taken out. In lots of cases, those timber windows, there's nothing actually wrong with them other than, you know, that a small amount of maintenance might have been able to sort out. You know? So plastic windows have a lifespan of about 20 years. When something breaks off them, you have to replace the whole window. So I think what people need to kind of relearn really is there's no such thing as a maintenance-free building. And you know, what's required is a small amount of maintenance on a regular basis, and sometimes people need help with that in a town. If people work together, those things can be made to be kind of a regular, fairly straightforward exercise.